We want to welcome back to the show Chief John Mysterio with the Berlin Fire Department, and we are now into a fifth day of battling this brush fire. And Chief, good morning. Thank you for being back on the show. What is the very latest in attacking this blaze?
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me back. So, you know, yesterday brought some good progress for us. The air operations continued with their water drops, both on the north and south sides of the fire. They had some good progress in keeping our control lines in check, allowing the ground crews to work on the east and west sides to maintain lines that were already put in place. So while the fire is still not contained, we're managing it within its boundaries. We did have additional fire growth yesterday. That was due to a number of reasons. There was a flare up in the afternoon, which just created a little extra heat. We also had a lot of incidents where aircraft and unmanned drones were flying into our restricted flight area. That caused us to stop our air operations. I believe it was reported to me to be at least three or four times. And if you look at the time that it holds us up, just the aircraft restart time alone is a half hour. So three, four times, that's an hour and a half, 2 hours that we weren't dropping water on the fire yesterday because people aren't abiding by our airspace restrictions, as well as we had a few incidents where ATVs came up into the mountain, curious onlookers, whatever it may be. We have to stop our operations for that as well.
It
was challenging.
It was unnecessarily more challenging than it needed to be. I mean, keep your drones and your aircraft and just stay away from the area. It's pretty elementary. Come on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, while it may have contributed to extra fire growth, we probably went to, we were at 107 acres as of our reports last night. We're going to survey it again. It didn't contribute to a lot of growth, but it also we feel that we could have made better progress on the fire if we had those extra hours of airtime.
It's also just, I mean, it's a lot of things. I think it's also just unnecessary challenges that you already don't need to face. I also think you're using up so much manpower to tackle this that to delay an hour and a half or 2 hours to have people, you know, have to delay or stand around or do other things. It's just, come on. I mean, it's inexcusable. And so I do hope people actually respect and heed those warnings and those alerts to just clear that area. Don't be flying drones up there. Don't go hiking ATV. Don't go around there. Just get out of there. Just go away. We have to get this under control. I mean, come on. I just think it's my 6-year-old would know not to do that. So it's like, come on. I just think that's
frustrating for us to say the least. You know, it's definitely frustrating to have our operations hampered in that way. We want to continue our forward progress in a bigger perspective. The state has been getting more and more spot fires. They have a couple serious ones going on. I know there's one up in Canaan and a few others around the state. So we're trying to wrap this fire up, and you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing. We're still going to have crews on site after this fire is contained to turn up the ground and actually get up in there with hoses to wet down the area. So this is going to take, you know, a few weeks at least just to get totally under control.
Wow.
Where we can be sure that all those little hot spots are out and actually get in and inspect them. So those resources are, you know, really need to be utilized around the state as well. This isn't the only location. It's, you know, the biggest one at the time. So we're resource management statewide is very big right now.
Yeah, no question.
There's a lot of out-of-state and federal resources, helping too, but it's taxing. So if we could have the public's assistance and, you know, helping us help the residents in the area, help us get the fire out, help us just put an end to this, that's our message for today, is please, please, please stay out of the area.
Yeah, help us help you. And again, we have Chief Mysterio here from the Berlin Fire Department, and that brush fire is, you know, it's getting under control, but it has now scorched more than 100 acres. My understanding is, are we going to have a third water drop today? If I was looking at my numbers correctly, I think that Wednesday morning, how much did Maine drop? And then yesterday, Connecticut National Guard, they then dropped, it sounds like, tens of thousands of gallons of water.
Actually, it's upwards of over 100,000 gallons of water.
Wow.
Connecticut National Guard estimated that they did just over 100,000 gallons, which is absolutely phenomenal, especially with the delays. Maine has a smaller bucket, but that small bucket actually allows them to travel a little faster, target areas a little better. So the airdrops were great. The Maine resource was in, and they're, like I said, you know, they split their tasks. Maine was on the north side of the fire, or Connecticut National Guard was on the south side of the fire, just working in unison, in circles, pulling from Silver Lake. Just a reminder, Silver Lake is still closed for those operations. That's going to remain in effect until the aircraft are out of the area. We expect the air operations to continue through the day, but we're going to plan that out for the weekend a little better coming up.
That's fair. That's fair, Chief. And my understanding, I've heard rumblings. I will not share what I have learned from, it sounds like, shop owners who have put, but again, I'm sure like anything, there are a lot of rumors spreading about how this fire started. Are we going to get any closer to finding out what potentially caused this brush fire?
Yeah, our investigators were up there. I believe they've come pretty close to concluding with their investigation. I'm just waiting for their report on that, and I believe we'll get some information out either in another day or 2 days.
Is there any inkling of it being a human error?
I believe they're leaning that way. I don't think they're looking into anything malicious. You know, that's a popular recreation area. A lot of people hike and camp up there. The Mattabasket Trail, it's a trail that runs through central Connecticut to the eastern part of the state. So a lot of hikers up there. You know, and we highly encourage anybody that's out in the woods not to have campfires or use any type of heat source while they're out hiking around. The conditions are just not good for that.
And Chief Mysterio, we know that we still have dry conditions in the weather forecast for quite some time. Do you think that the fire will be contained this weekend? Or do you think, I mean, considering people don't fly their drones and interrupt you and all of that, hopefully people are more helpful. But, you know, if things go as according to plan and we have another water drop this morning, is there a chance that this will be contained by the weekend?
Yeah, that's our hope. That's our goal. That's been our mission the whole time, is to have it by the end of Sunday pretty much under control. I know that we haven't offered up much information on how much is contained. That's because due to the terrain, it's been difficult to get in there and actually survey it. We do have plans to have a team from forestry get up there and just actually survey what is actually contained and start working on a percentage that wise. So, and that's just another reason why we're just saying we're managing it now. Without that survey, it's hard to tell where we're at.
Well, Chief Mysterio, amazing work by you, the entire team, all the teams that are responding. And I want to thank you so much for making the time to come on here basically every single morning this week. I know how busy you are, and you'll probably hear from me early next week. But we are keeping our eye on this, and we just so salute you and everybody who's been responding all week. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that, Melissa, and thank you.
All right, and we'll talk again soon. Chief Mysterio here on WICC. We will continue to track that brush fire. And please, for the love of God, I mean, I don't think it's you. No, you and me, we're not doing that. But there are some people out there. It's like, could you have your own agenda? Could it be more obvious that all you care about is yourself? What are you flying drones up in the air for, or riding ATVs for, when an active brush fire is happening? I mean, come on now.